Mercy to those that are bruised, opening of the prison to those that are bound. Proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all those that are. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. They might be called trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord, that he praise ye the Lord. I'm going to read in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Hear this message. Share your heart as we begin to get into the real part of it now. The Lord God hath given me, verse 4, he says, the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Amen. There is a word for you to be weary, like the Bible says. Because even for those that is weary, the Lord has prepared a word. He wakened morning by morning, and he wakened my ear there, you know, so I can. He has prepared my speech, has given me a word. Today we will share. The scripture that I'm going to read today, I'm going to read the scripture and discuss what the Lord will have us understand, the power, this thing that I'm about to tell you. This is it. Of a sign, I will prophesy into your life today. But you must prophesy the goodness of all. In Ezekiel chapter 37, glory reads, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. He caused me to pass round about them, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. Now there is bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I asked you the same question. Are there areas in your life, challenges, even chronic problems, things that have become dry? And God said, can these bones live? He said, Lord, I don't know. You are the one that knows. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the Lord. Talk to the dry bones. Tell the bones to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. That's what gives life. Word of the Lord. That's the only thing that has life. Say the word was life. And he says, prophesy unto these bones, see, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, see, the Lord always prophesies what he's going to do. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. Everything he's going to do, he will say, I will do this, and I will do this. And he says here, I will cause breath to enter into you. And that's the Lord prophesying, asking him to prophesy. So you want to begin to look at your situation today. Whatever it is, the word of the Lord can bring life. The word of the Lord can make the dry bones to live again. And he said, I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up the flesh. See, the Lord is saying all of the things that he's going to do. I'm going to cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. God has commanded me to prophesy. Everyone that is here today, going to come to pass. The word of the Lord. Like the Bible says, Lord gave the word life when you believe it. Praise the Lord. And he prophesied as he was commanded. And behold, a great noise, and a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them. See, I mean the bones that had been dried in the valley for many years. We don't know. And he prophesied as he was commanded. Those bones came alive. There was a shaking. Something began to happen. See, he looked and said, but still. And then the Lord said unto him again. See, shaking was fine, and all of these things and so forth like that. They must reject, must come back. Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy thou, son of man. See, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come forth from the four winds, O breath, and breathe. See, upon this land, and he prophesied again. All of a sudden, though we finish here today, we will prophesy. We will prophesy into your life. See, you know, the Lord wants us to be victorious. There are many promises that God has given in the word of God by which we already have the divine. And the divine nature is always victorious. The Lord always has the victory. Yeah.
praise ye the Lord. What we want to do this morning as we consider this text of scripture.
How that Ezekiel looked at the bones. And he looked at the areas in everything. You can look at the areas of your life.
There are some challenges. Everybody has challenges.
There are the situation this morning.
Believe it? Praise ye the Lord. Now notice it was in stages. It was in stages because first he prophesied, there was a shaking, and they came alive. I mean, so to speak. But when he prophesied again, then, now this is your life. This is your life. Don't take it lying down.
But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 2, if you read it real quick with me, it says, shake thyself, lose yourself from the pants around the neck. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. If you are a believer, you have the power of the Holy Ghost. There should be no reason why you should have any bands around your neck. There should be no reason why you should have yourself in the dust. So the Bible says, loosen yourself, O captive daughter of Zion.
I'm going to do just that this morning.
Why are you captive?
When the Lord one time he said, why seek ye the living?
Don't wait. You know, I and the children of the Lord. Come and tell
me. I don't know that, right?
I'm going to show you very simply how to know you're right. Book of Matthew, chapter 11,
verse 1. From the day kingdom of God is ours, there is a force of spirit at times. It's not just going to come to you like Jesus said, receive us some promises this morning. Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 4. God said, I will go before thee. I will make straight the crooked place. He always says in advance what he will do. He will go before thee. That's kind of thing. He's going to make, going to activate. Promise is there. It's just like
dormant sometimes. You have to.
Every promise that God ever did, thank you for it. I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces bars, I mean the gates of brass, and I will cut them. I will even give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches that you may get. That the Lord says there is no impossibility within. In Isaiah chapter 54, go to our mothers or parents, all your children shall be taught of the Lord. They shall be the chiefs. We can extend that to all of the parents. They shall be the chiefs. Righteousness shall now be end. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Thou shalt be far from oppression. The enemy shall not exact upon you. To the son of unrighteousness shall not have you. You will be far from oppression. And thou shalt not fear. And from terror, see, terrorism, everybody lives in the land, the Lord that fire by day. That's only your schools, you know, these days we hear about some crazy shooter comes, he will not come here. I will say the arrow that fire by day, he won't come here. Get of it. A thousand may fall this way or that way, but it shall not. Praise the Lord. God says, no evil. No weapon that is formed against you, chapter in that age. No weapon that is formed against you, Isaiah 54, verse 17. So let them form it, alright. Weapon will not be formed. Praise be the Lord. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Prayers and so forth. You will listen to the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, share the praise of the Lord. Then verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not everyone that shall gather together.
Let them gather together.
He said they will surely gather together. They will do it, but they will not prosper. Praise be the Lord. Some people think, oh, this person is doing something. No. It's not bothering the devil. When the anointing, the power of God is so strong in your life.
Amen.
Praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Let me be clear. We're going to prophesy this already. Ready? For the Lord God will help me. Therefore have I set my face as a
flame. How many of you say praise the Lord?
The Lord God will help me.
Hallelujah.
That is declaration of faith. Don't sit out 20 months. See, what I know the Lord will help me. See, very promising in Isaiah chapter 41. Because the Lord promised him, now he makes bold. The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Both of these promises, now you make bold. He said, the Lord is going to help me. Yeah. Amen. And I will set my faith as a flame. Same thing song.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, you need to wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, wake up in the morning and look in the mirror.
What?
But it is a good day. Every day is a good day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes. All
The Lord says, I will rejoice and be glad in you. He made a day for you and not the other way around. So the Bible says, Jesus said, even that the Lord is no evil of the Sabbath. And everything, walk up in the morning and look at that, the person of blessing. Amen. I'm going to get me some souls for Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Now that's something that people need to say more often. Because we're so lethargic, you know, with the soul, you know, in our way, we don't care about souls anymore. See, we don't have the passion goals anymore. We have nothing, you see. But, sit on my job. I'm going to go to the head and I'll check. Proclaim these promises to yourself. So, study. Study is what for you. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm 103, real quick. Okay. It's like the Lord, his angels, that extend out his strength, and do his commandments, angels of the Lord, the voice of his word.
Hallelujah.
The voice of his word in your mouth, say they are ministering spirits, instead of saying some negative makeup. I'm telling you the way the Lord said it, because by faith the Lord made walls. Then let that be, and there was life. Let the heavens break forth, and he said the earth break forth abundantly, seeing and so forth. Everything he spoke by faith, he came to pass. Came to get aligned with God. Came to proclaim the word of God for your life also. Word is your coming. I will never again. And the power of the Lord is present. So you prophesy, the little prophesy is your own life also. God wants me to say this to you. Behold, share the Lord. Righteousness is near. My salvation has come home. Today I will fight for my people. Right. Today I have broken and I will devise even the spoils. I therefore lift up your heads. He will lift them up and let the King of glory come in. Put your child upon the high place. Psalm 24, turn with me real quick. Tell the secret of all of the things that God is going to do for you, especially. Let me lift it down. That's what it says in Psalm 24. Long as your heads are bowed down. But you must lift up your heads. And lift up your heads. What he gives of the righteous. And when he lifts up, ye everlasting God. King of glory shall come. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, don't let your head be bowed down. Lift up your head in the morning and say, what day that the Lord is going to tread my enemies under my feet? Amen. This is the day that the Lord is going to give me the breakthrough. That is, who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, through your gates. He won't lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And when you do lift up your head, let that be the Lord. Who is my glory? This is the Lord. So we need to call to the wind. Whatever it is, any situation that needs the Lord. And any situation that needs the deliverance. The magician says, he always tells you in advance. Already said, I will help you. I told you. Whoever wants to stand up. Let us call upon the name of the Lord today. Every one of you. Let us praise the name of the Lord. Let us believe the Lord together. For his life is your life, the goodness of the Lord. That which he has promised you. For his life is your life today. I will take no evil shall prosper against you. No weapon that is formed shall ever say, I am with you. I am the Lord. And I will never leave you. Now for you say, I am the Lord. If he heals your sicknesses, if he heals your emotions, if he heals everything that needs healing, he will your finances, differences of every kind that you need, the Lord. Say, I am he alone, and there is none else. There is no other God beside me. Okay? Let us call upon his name. I want everyone to call upon the name of God. And if you don't know this name, his name is Jesus. But if you do know this name, take the name of Jesus. His name will open every door. I am he that even shuts. He will shut out all of the evil. There shall not be evil that is before you. There shall be no evil before you. There is surely goodness. Mercy. In his presence, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. Oh Lord, every time something special. It's an anointing to break the yoke. I will make it the anointing that breaks the yoke. Anointing to break that yoke today. Say, well, it's been a long time. It may even be final business. It may be some day. So we prophesy that deliverance into your life. So we are going to pray that praise. Let's see the Lord. If you have any diseases,
terrible diseases,
that may cut off, give you up, can't do any more for you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, they said,
us that have done this miracle,
who said it?
This man stands for
Jesus me. Said, which is easier? Which one is easier? For me to say to you this morning, I forgive you. Or, Jesus.
Or whatever
it is. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. So he said, the black things. Not for you to know that the Son of Man, on earth for these things. Praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. The Bible says, speak comfortably unto my people. That spoken peace unto you, the peace shall be upon you. The Lord shall go with you. And his glory shall be your rear reward, and you'll also be in front of you. The angel of the Lord shall encamp around you. And he will deliver you. More evil. He will be like the apple of his eye. And allow the evil to come upon you. Today, believe. All things are possible. You can only believe the same day by which your sins are raised. That same day by which your sickness are healed. That same day by which your diseases disappear just like that. Amen. But the Lord is good. Only believe this morning. I don't care what it is. Question of faith that you believe. Lord already assured me this morning. You will receive your miracle if you only believe. One healing also does that too. When he heals you, what is this for you? From 10 lepers, but only go to the Lord in prayer. Those of you, if you have anything at all that you want the Lord to do for you, there is power. Everybody went everywhere. So, turn to the Lord to do something. You have sickness for the sheep. So, the Lord will heal this one. Your cancer just came away after you did it. Want the Lord to heal you. But you need, and also you need, God will do something for you. Praise the name. So I get to my left. And I'm going to ask, if you want to get to my right, I'm going to show you this morning, God can give you the sickness of that. It doesn't make a lot of any difference. Whether it is sickness, side or outside, side or not, it's all from Jesus. God, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. But yes, it's all time, plaguing you. You are going to prophesy. You see the bank around your own, and just come there and take the bank of course, if you need some help. But the Bible says, shake your own self from the doors. Don't let the devil put doors over you. You are a child of God. Don't walk with your head bowed down. You are a child of the King. Praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. So we are going to prophesy. First, I will prophesy the goodness of God. Then you will prophesy it in your own life. But that's the way it works. When the angels of God are hearkening to his word, they will hear what you say, and then they will watch over it and bring it to pass. Don't be saying nothing negative, don't pray this prayer. Say the positive things that you want the Lord to do for you. I want you to know that it is not by power, it is not by might, it's not because of my eloquent speech here by which God will do anything for you. It's not even because of my long speaking. It is because of your faith. God, in the name of Jesus. Your children have come unto you, not on they have come unto you. And I prophesy upon their life, upon everyone that is here today. Hear ye the word of the Lord. It drives bones in your life. I command the wings of the Holy Spirit to begin to grow upon your life. It kills. That is in your life. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit of this earth and anybody else knows how to move over the chaos and bring a calm. But there was chaos. The Lord will speak life to life today that is down. The name of the Lord Jesus. We command the light of God to shine. The Bible says that the light when it shines, the darkness and the blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods. Except first, you find a strong man unless you are stronger. But Jesus is an open show. Or principalities and power. Spoil the devil already. All you have to do is walk in that way. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Take captive every force that holds you down. That is holding you back. That are like the gate of wrath. That are like the bars of iron. We command in the name of Jesus that goes to your darkness. Give way to the light of God in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, let there be and there was life. I pray for every life in your life today. In the name of Jesus, let there be life. No matter what you are believing for, in the name of Jesus, let there be life. That would be shall agree as touching anything. You only need one more person to agree with you. And let there be the name of Jesus. Let there be the name of Jesus. For the sight of you, who do not leave this place today, but whatever it is, the Lord will give you peace. We know that He has taken care of us. That we will be great that be the peace of your children. Let there be the name of Jesus. That will be that we go before Him and make straight the crooked place. Now some of you have crooked place. In fact, the way it works in some of you is every time you're about to grab it, the whole there, you make it empty. Every single time. Jesus. But the enemy said he won't have it. But Jesus said yes. Yeah. Jesus said yes. Yeah. Jesus said yes. Yeah. The dead thing behind me, I want you to begin to prophesy to yourself. The dead thing behind me. Dead thing behind me, Satan. I am a child of the king. And I am coming through. If I would say, come through the gate. We are coming through. There are no gates that are going to stop us. Even the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We are passing through there. We are going through in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am going through. I want you to say, I am going through. I am going through. I am going through. David said, no, I pass through the valley of the shadow of death. He did not say, I walk into. Into is the dead end. But he said, I walk through. You already knew he's coming through. You already knew he's going through another time. I want you to say, I'm going through. I am going through. Everything is working for my good. It doesn't look like it's still working. It is working for my good. It is working for my good. It is working for my good. In the name of Jesus. In each of you according to your faith. Lord, look upon your people today, and in the name of, if we have spoken the word of God today, if we have not preached ourselves, but we have preached your word, the Bible then says that the Lord must confirm the word with signs for us. The signs, Lord, that we want for these people, today is something that you have been praying about for years. Doesn't matter. There is an appointed time. There was a day when the Lord visited a man at the pool. And he said, every year I have tried, but I couldn't get in. But somebody got in before me. And the Lord said, today, don't need no angel. Yes, he said, the Lord is here. The Lord is here. Yes, he said, yes. But you know, the thing is, the man kept coming. Never gave up. If he would have given up, he would not have received that angel. Every year he came there. So some of you have prayed for years or whatever it is. But look at each other. Let's get the name of Jesus. You can be in this place and say, whoa! The Lord is my helper. He has helped me. Therefore, I will set my face out of place. I will not be ashamed. The Lord has even caused my head to be lifted up above my enemies. He has caused me to ride upon my high places. Let's get the name of Jesus. The Lord of God has said, I will divide the spoil among the mighty ones. I do mighty in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, those that be strong, see, know their God, they shall do it. You know your God today. Do you know the Lord is able to do it? So that no matter what, He is able to do it. The Hebrew boy said, our God is able. He's able to deliver us from the fire. But even if He chooses not to, we still do not bow down. But the Lord will deliver us. Because this is the hour of deliverance. Father, we say, I want you to prophesy your life. Prophesy your life. And say, the Lord has helped me. The Lord has broken the gate of wrath. Prophesy the thing that has been plaguing you, the reason why you are standing here. Prophesy it is your life. And say, I receive it because the Lord has done it for me. The Lord has done it for me. The Lord has done it for me. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I think it's something to make an extraordinary. The Bible says, so, pray for somebody. That's how your deliverance comes. Pray for somebody. Pray for somebody. Prophesy to their lives the deliverance of God. Prophesy the goodness of God into their lives.
Because the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities, who giveth all my sins. Oh, the Lord, you crown me with loving kindness and tender mercy. He redeems my life from destruction. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord get in the air of heaven. And let Him confirm the word that is spoken today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles. Is there anybody that believes the Lord? Oh, anybody that believes the Lord is good. Anybody that believes the Lord is good. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. 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 Behold, say the Lord. My righteousness is near. Salvation has come forth. Hey, I am the life of my people. With the sword of my mouth. I have broken. And now I will bind up, and I will divide the spoil among you. Therefore, lift up your head, O ye gates of the righteous. Even lift them up, and let the King of glory come in. For my people shall now return. Quickly shall ride upon their high places. He shall know that I am the Lord, that do it this kindness. Let there be the name of Jesus. Let there be the name of Jesus. Let there be the name of Jesus. All my
Come on, put your hands together.